The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we are already at Friday. So we have made it successfully through another week, and we've been talking about energy this week and all the different nutrients that you can be incorporating in. Of course, we always have to pay attention to how foods fuel our body and why eating clean food matters so much. You don't want to bog yourself down. Because at the end of the day, we know that the long-term impact of choosing unhealthy foods, it will eventually catch up to you. So I want to talk about a couple of new studies, but I have to check in, of course, with Alex to see if he's been keeping his food diary this week.
I have. Okay, so yesterday I actually ate kind of something from a Coca-Cola cart at Citi Field, but it was healthier than some of the stuff in that ballpark. But the biggest thing for me is I finally got rest. I actually got like an 8-hour sleep, which, as you know, is kind of rare. So I'm feeling fired up today because of that. I just said, you know what? Let me put all the electronics away. I'm going to get some sleep finally. And here we are. I'm feeling rested and fired up on a Friday.
You got good sleep?
I know. And a supporting cast helped me get some interviews recorded this morning for that. So thanks to Trevor and you as well.
Very good. Very good. I am proud of you. I have to give you props because I know that making changes is not always easy, but you're really tackling this. So kudos to you on that. Now, I have a really fun, I have two fun studies that I want to share.
Talk to us. What do you got?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I've been talking a lot about fatty liver disease. Remember, I was on my tangent a couple weeks ago with pediatric fatty liver disease and how in the world do we have little kids with, you know, these chunky livers, and it's coming from their foods. And we know that more and more impact on talking about fatty liver disease is starting to bridge over into the traditional medical world because they're seeing so many people who are presenting, and doctors are finding this. They're doing standard lab tests, and they're like, wow, these people, their liver enzymes are like really high. What's going on here? So we know that non-alcoholic fatty liver disease continues to go up, same as diabetes, same as obesity. So they're all interrelated. So we have to be able to draw those connections. But here's a study out of Duke. It just came out today. So I was super duper excited about this because the researchers at Duke Medical School, in conjunction with some other researchers, including researchers over in Singapore, were looking at fatty liver disease. And I said, how can we address this? We know that this is becoming a problem, but what was really interesting about this study is they zeroed in on something that I talk about often, which is homocysteine. And homocysteine is an indication for inflammation going on in the body, in particular when we look at vascular inflammation. So you think about the vascular supply even into the liver. And they said, we're seeing homocysteine levels strongly correlated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, especially as the disease continues to progress. But what's interesting is they said, we found that B12 and folic acid could be used to prevent and or delay the disease prevention. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, we are finally talking about homocysteine. We're talking about B vitamins. And we're talking about the problem with fatty liver disease. So I have to tell you how like excited I was when I saw this study come across my email today. I was like,
well, I know that because you guys sort of base a lot of your, you know, vitamins, Invite Health supplements around homocysteine, don't you? I remember that name being brought up a lot over the years.
Yes. And part of that, this is one of the reasons why I formulated our methyl B formulation, because methyl B is the bioactive form of folate and it's the bioactive form of B12. And when someone has an elevation in homocysteine, it indicates to me that Well, we're either dealing with an issue with vascular inflammation, which is not good for the cardiovascular system or for the brain, but it can also indicate that the liver is struggling. And I always say, if our liver is struggling, we are not properly detoxifying each and every single day, that's going to lead to consequences. So when I came on board many years ago at Invite, I was like, you know, there's one thing that I want to zero in on that I feel like is maybe missing in our product line. And so I said, we need some active B vitamins, because I know the impact those bioactive, bioavailable B vitamins can actually have when people start to supplement with them, how much of an improvement this can make. I have people who have elevated homocysteine. They start using methyl B. They go back in. They have their homocysteine levels retested, and you can see that level coming down. So that tells you the influence of your B vitamins. I think sometimes people only think about like B12, for example, for energy. I mean, I know that you know B12 about vitamins, but you think about that.
It's been in the news a lot. And I think with baseball players, to be honest, I feel like they use B12, or it's been cited that they have, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people use B12 and they'll do, you know, B12 injections, and they're always in that setting of, oh, well, this is going to give you energy. And though it does to a certain degree, because the way that B12 is working is to help with red blood cell production. So the better red blood cell production you have, the better oxygenation you can have to the tissue. So if you think about people who feel like they're a little sluggish and they start to utilize B12, this can help to heighten their energy output. But we also know that B12 does many other things in the human body. And part of detoxification and cardiovascular health is heavily reliant on vitamin B12. So for me, formulating the methyl B product was key, because I see how many people out there are dealing with issues when it comes to insufficient intake of their B vitamins coming from their diet, as well as many different reasons as to why people can have low B vitamin status. And this can be medication related. This can certainly be due to a genetic mutation. We actually test for one at Invite Health. It's called MTHFR. Sometimes people say, what in the world is that? But it's methyl transfer. It's a gene. So I always like to explain this. People are like, is this a blood test that you guys offer? It's not. It's a genetic test. So you do a cheek swab. But the MTHFR is looking for how the methylation process of reducing the folic acid in the body for its use for detoxification is working. If that is mutated. I know people don't like to use that word, but that's what it is. A lot of times we now try to fancy it up and call it a gene variant. But if you have a mutation within that MTHFR gene, and there's two key genes specifically that we look at, if you have a mutation in both or one of those genes, that will let you know that your body doesn't do a very effective job when it comes to how it uses B12. And in that setting, you have to make sure you are not using synthetic B12, but you're only using the bioactive form. So if you're using the Invite multivitamins, for example, you're getting the bioactive form. So good for someone who has this gene mutation. Same thing with the methyl B. You're getting that bioactive form. So it's very complex. I talked about this a little bit with Dr. Davis. We mentioned this just in passing, because MTHFR has many correlations to cardiovascular health, because if you have that gene mutation, the likelihood that you have elevated homocysteine, so we go back to this study, you have elevated homocysteine is quite high, because your body cannot regulate that. So you start to get more and more inflammation. And we know that this isn't just in the cardiovascular system, but also looking at this study out of Duke, we're also looking at the liver impact of that as well. So it's really very impressive. I want to tell you a little bit more about that and talk about why taking a formulation like methyl B can be so beneficial for you. But of course, I need to take a break. So you are listening to Invite Health Radio. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. We will be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we were talking about homocysteine levels being elevated, how this is correlated with cardiovascular risk, but it's also directly correlated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and seeing the impact that B vitamins, B12 and folate in particular, have when it comes to improving the health of the liver, because now the liver can start to detoxify again. And this is why I like to talk about this. And I had mentioned that we offer this genetic test, and it's very easy to do. Sometimes people are like, well, this must be a complicated set of things I need. No. It's very, very easy. You can call us. You can stop by one of our store locations. You can go online to invitehealth.com and you can order the MTHFR test. This is so easy. You just simply do a cheek swab. You put it in the envelope. It's prepaid. It goes out to our lab out in Oregon. We get the results back in about 5 to 7 days, and then I will review that with you, and I will explain what does this mean for you. What nutrients do we now need to include? And I always tell people, when you have a gene mutation, you cannot change that. So let me be clear about this. You cannot change the fact that you have a gene variant or a gene mutation. But what we can do is we can now have a better grip on how to skirt around that variant. And if we don't know, then you might be doing something that really isn't effective. If we do know that you have an MTHFR mutation, then I will tell you, you have to always be on bioavailable B vitamins, because a synthetic variety that you get in a standard vitamin that you find at other vitamin companies is not going to work for you, because your body will not process that. So MTHFR, in our test, it's not just the MTHFR. I always like to mention this. It is also looking at COMT. Now, you may find this interesting, Alex, because we talked a little bit about dopamine yesterday. So the COMT is looking at the pathway. And if we have a mutation within COMT, then we know that maybe we're going to have some issues when it comes to dopamine release or epinephrine. And so this gives me a lot of insight for people who maybe have struggled with things like anxiety and depression or different mood disorders or GI issues and have not responded well to other forms of treatment. And they say, you know, I'm just kind of at an end road here. I don't know what else to do. And then we test and we find out, hey, you have this gene mutation. Now we know this. Can't change the gene, but we can certainly change our diet. We can change the supplements that you're taking to make sure that everything that you are on is actually going to work well for you. So I usually don't get into like the fancy names, because who necessarily wants to know what COMT is or MTHFR, but I will give them to you because I haven't been playing the old invite bingo this week. But if you have MTHFR on your Invite Health bingo card this week, MTHFR stands for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. I know you were all waiting to hear that one. So methylene tetrahydrofolate, so that's where the folate comes in, and then reductase. So this is the enzyme that's needed to convert folate into its bioactive form, which is called MTHF. So that's what we use in the methyl B. So the methyl B that I formulated at Invite Health is the most active form of folate you can possibly get. And this is key, because this is the form that the body has to use. So if you have a breakdown in that communication pathway, and that gene says, I'm not working for you, your body will not be able to use folic acid in a standard form. So this is always very important. Now, if on your bingo card for the week you have COMT, this is catecholamine methyltransferase. So another big fancy word, but basically what the heck is COMT? This is how your body is dealing with those neurotransmitters. When we look at dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, think about how many people deal with chronic stress, deal with anxiety. If you have a mutation within COMT, this can explain a lot. And for many people, just knowing this can lessen their anxiety. Just knowing this and seeing, oh my goodness, I have a gene mutation. This is why I have felt this way for so many years. That alone, just having that answer, and then being able to use the right nutrients to, as I always say, skirt around that mutation can be so helpful. And for some people, they will have an overactive enzyme pathway with COMT. For others, it's underactive. And this is key because, once again, we're thinking about detoxification, how the body is actually working with those different hormonal pathways. So for some people, I have them on these specific nutrients, and for others, depending on their result, if you are an under methylator or if you're an over methylator. So all of these things matter, and you have to be talking to someone who knows what they're dealing with when they're assessing those results for you. So if you're interested in those tests, you can definitely get them. It's a just one test, the MTHFR/COMT test that we offer at Invite Health. But it really gives you so much information. Isn't that interesting, though, Alex, that through a simple cheek swab, you can find out all this information?
And I think it's important to just clarify once again, you know, Invite Health's not changing your genetic makeup. They're just working with it, right? I think that is kind of the point of what you're trying to say is that, yeah, we can work with your genetic makeup, but we can't change it for you. Like, we won't do that. We can't do that.
Exactly. There is no changing your genes. I always say that your genes are your genes. You got to own your genes. And the same thing, we test for different gene variants that make you more predisposed to cardiovascular disease. We test for gene variants that can make you more predisposed to weight gain. And we can't change the gene. I don't have a supplement and say, here, take this. Now that gene's going to work. That's not how the system, how the body works. But what we can do with that information is say, okay, this is defective. Now, how do I fix it? Let's look at it simple. Let's say you go out and you look at your car and you say, oh my gosh, I have a flat tire. And you're like, I don't have a spare, but I need to go somewhere. I can't call a taxi or an Uber. I'm too far from the bus. So what am I going to do? Oh, look it. I have some Fix-A-Flat. So I'm going to use a little Fix-A-Flat. That'll at least get me to where I need to go to get the tire actually fixed. So this is the approach that I take in a simple way, is if I can see that you have a gene mutation, I can't fix the gene. I can't make it better. But what I can make better is, okay, if we're skipping this process, let's try and find another way that we can still get the same outcome. Maybe we have to use these different nutrients and try these different foods to make sure that your body is still facilitating proper detoxification, for example. So it's kind of complex.
But this is fascinating stuff.
I mean, this is in my wheelhouse of what I love.
This is fascinating stuff, like, Dr. Amanda, by the way. Like, I love what you're talking about today. Now, but one question is, you have consultations, right? Are these tests part of the consultations, or how does someone get the test that you're talking about? Because obviously it's something you need to have, so you're up to date with everything.
Yeah, so we offer the tests on our website. People can call us and order the test. We'll send you out the test kit, or you can stop by one of our store locations and pick up the test kit. And so you pay for the test, and then you do the test in the comfort of your own home. You send it out to our lab. Our lab then sends us back the results, and then we go through those results with you. The service of me going through the results with you, that's a free service. Me explaining what those results mean, how that impacts you, and I go through extensive like detail with people when I'm reviewing this with them, because it's genes and people are like, well, I don't really understand what that means. You know, how does that impact my day-to-day life? So I go through that, and we do ones for cardiovascular, brain health, if you're more predisposed to potentially having Alzheimer's disease. I mean, there's a lot of different tests that we're looking at. And it's amazing how much insight that can give people. And it gives you that proactiveness again. You're like, well, you know what? Now I know, but this is how I can fix it. And this is a great thing. And for me, I love anything that's neurology related. I love anything that's genetic related. Well, who am I kidding? I like anything that's like basically, you know, health science related. So, but when it comes to genetics, I am just fascinated by like the human genome. And I remember when I was finishing up my undergraduate and we were really starting to, you know, move forward with a lot of the advancements in the human genome research. And at the time I was like, how can I be involved in this somehow? And I ended up taking my path towards medical school, but I'm still very much intrigued by understanding genetics. I did a whole course in my undergraduate just on genetics, and then I had medical genetics, obviously, in medical school. Virology is another thing in my wheelhouse, so I love to look at viruses and understand how viruses are working in the body. Same thing with anything microbiology, like understanding how bacteria are working, what they do to a cell. I mean, all of this stuff I find fascinating. For many people, they're probably like, that's the most boring thing in the universe. Like, let me just watch a baseball game. But for me, I find it exciting.
Well, I've got to ask you this. I feel like Invite Health goes in depth with these genetics and working around. Would you say that's what makes you guys unique, in addition to being uniquely in New York? Like, you might take all this time that other companies may not.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, and I can, you know, say that with a lot of confidence, because I've been in this field for a very long time. And I will let you know that, you know, when it comes to the comprehensive way to which we have our different services that we offer and how we go through that with our customers and explain things, and doing that all for free, I think is, as I've mentioned, it's not like you have to go through your insurance and, oh, well, my insurance, this is not what this is about. This is about you understanding what's happening in your body, us taking the time gladly to explain that to you. And it is, this is what makes us unique. We're not just, you know, here's this vitamin, take this vitamin. It's like, hey, well, let's look and see, you know, does your body process iron right? Let's do this genetic test and let's look at this. Or, you know, maybe there's a problem with how your body's processing vitamin A or B12. Let's look at these things and let's understand functionally what's going on in your body. And then let's try and come up with a plan for you so that you can move forward and age gracefully and have energy doing that. And this is what I have focused so many years on. And those who have worked with me personally know that I'm incredibly passionate when it comes to how I approach each person's health concerns, because I can't put everybody into the same box. Not everybody comes to me with the same issue. And I, you know, there may be similarities, of course, but everybody is unique. And we are unique at Invite. So I just think it's kind of that perfect fit for those who really want to, you know, drive their own bus, as I always say, when it comes to their health. And with the ability to do things like this and to look at these different potential mutations or variants, whatever you want to call them, and to be able to make a determination, say, okay, now what do we do? And then once you do that and you can see the difference in how you feel, and maybe your energy levels are better because now maybe your liver is starting to detoxify more efficiently, people will come back and say, you know what? This, I'm glad I did this, because had I have not known, maybe I would have kept doing the wrong thing in my diet. Maybe I was doing the wrong thing with the supplements that I was taking. I wasn't taking the right nutrients. So it's just one of those lovely things that we once again offer that makes us unique. So definitely check that out. You can go to our website, invitehealth.com. You can always email me directly, awilliams@invitehealth.com. That's awilliams@invitehealth.com. I'm going to take a quick break. We will be right back just after this.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
We're surviving, we're still living. I was stronger.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we were talking about this study out of Duke correlating the use of B vitamins, folate, and B12 in particular, and the impact that that can play when it comes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And we know that most Americans are not getting adequate exposure to those B vitamins. I just talked in detail as to one of the genetic reasons as to why that could be happening. But we know that these researchers are saying, hey, this is super exciting. And this is important because we know that B12 and folate, that's a relatively inexpensive therapy. So if we have all these people who are marching around the country with these fatty livers, not brought on because of alcohol use, just because of eating a standard American diet, and we can lower that risk for cardiovascular disease at the same time, have improvement of liver function just through the use of a formulation like methyl B from Invite Health, that's pretty darn impressive. And so this is why I love to talk about these new studies that come out, because it's amazing how much of an impact just having balance in your body can have. We overlook the importance of just simple vitamins and minerals. And we have to be able to recognize that the foods that most people eat are just not up to snuff when it comes to your exposure. We know that the soils to which the foods are grown are not what they used to be. And they've done soil studies where they've compared the amount of vitamins and minerals in the foods today compared to 50 years ago. So we know that there's this trend that we're not getting as nutrient-rich foods as we once used to. And we know that there are things that we can be doing, such as using very powerful formulations like the multi-energy powder, like the performance multivitamin or the core multivitamin, adding in that methyl B. And ever since we've had the methyl B, I have so many people who say, you know, it's amazing. I've always had elevated homocysteine. And trust me, this is just putting this out there into the universe. Your doctor's not testing homocysteine unless you requested it. And then even then, they're probably looking at you like, what the heck is homocysteine? But if you're seeing a functional doctor, then they're definitely, you know, going to be testing your homocysteine. But I can't tell you how many people, once they start using methyl B, and they're like, this is all that I needed to do was simply take activated B vitamins to have an improvement to lower my cardiovascular risk. It's like, yeah, it's just that easy. And it's a crying shame because you think about how many people, you know, just deal with chronic conditions or are in a category where they're at an elevated risk and they're never told, like, this is how you can make things better. You know, it's kind of like being in the skinny brain or the fat brain line, as I always talk about. Most people, if you told them, hey, if you keep doing what you're doing, your brain's going to shrink. Most people say, well, how do I stop that? Oh, hey, add in some omega-3 fatty acids. Try the Invite fish oil or the Invite Health krill. Most people would probably say, okay, yeah, sign me up for that because I'd rather stay in the fat brain line. But if you don't know, you're likely not to find this out just from going to your primary doctor for your annual physical. So I always like to make that known. Not that I'm knocking doctors, but I always like that to be known that they don't test for these things. And the more you understand what's going on in your body, the better you can manage your own body. And that is, at the end of the day, so key. And I had mentioned, you know, many different medications that can really deplete your key vitamins and minerals. And certainly when you look at B vitamins in particular, pretty much all antibiotics are going to wipe out your B vitamins. But there's, you know, cholesterol lowering medications. We certainly can see that to be the case. Metformin. Oh, goodness. I forgot. That's like the biggest one of all. This is always just completely frustrating to me. Diabetics are always put on metformin. That's the first line therapy for any diabetic. Metformin. Metformin will lower your B12 level. If you lower the B12 level of a diabetic in particular, you are putting them at a much greater risk for the development of neuropathies and cardiovascular implications and kidney implications and liver implications. But you would not be surprised to know that doctors who prescribe metformin to their patients are likely never to test that patient's B12 level, even knowing that that medication can lower your B12. So I always tell any diabetic, if you are taking metformin, make sure that when you go in and they're doing your hemoglobin A1C test and they're testing your fasting glucose, that they also look at your B12 level and they look at your fasting insulin. You have to keep track of your level of insulin resistance. And the only way to determine that is to look at your fasting insulin. And doctors rarely, if never, look at fasting insulin. They'll look at fasting glucose all day long, but they will not look at the fasting insulin. So that's my tip for the day. If you are diabetic, you're taking metformin, there's two things you always have to make sure that you are testing: fasting insulin and your B12. And if you're on metformin, you need to be taking the methyl B formulation or one of the Invite multivitamins that's going to have that activated B12 in it, just to make sure that you don't get to that point where your B12 levels start to plummet, because that's not a good thing for you. But there's a lot of different ways to which, you know, B12 deficiencies can present, you know, from issues with GI problems to insomnia and being moody. I mean, there's a lot of ways that people can have low B vitamin levels and not even recognize it. Maybe you don't see that the problem with your stomach is related to a B12 issue. So just food for thought there. Now, I was checking out this morning, they came out with the new jobs report, and they said that they've added a lot more jobs in the month of July than they had expected. So I don't know what that means for our economy necessarily, but that's why I have our financial expert, Mel Feldman, to ask that question. And of course, just to see the state of finances for the week. How are you doing, Mel?
Okay. How are you, Amanda?
I am doing wonderful. So I saw that the jobs report came out. Does that have any impact on inflation? Does that have any impact on the potential for a recession? Let me know.
Okay. Well, the Treasury, with that jobs report, which was unexpected, so the Treasury ticked up a bit, but nothing to speak of. So, you know, a lot of people think that's an anomaly. And, you know, the next few months, what we see in job reports will be important in general. But, you know, commodities, and if you see what's going on with, you know, with probably the most important commodity to a lot of people is just the price of oil. Oil dropped below $90 a barrel. It's holding around 90. So the price of gasoline in New Jersey, I actually saw the other day when I had an appointment, dropped below $4 a gallon in beautiful
wow.
downtown Jersey City. Yeah, it was like $3.99 in Jersey City right out of Holland Tunnel, which a lot of New Yorkers are actually going through the tunnel and paying the toll to fill up, probably because it's hard enough to find a gas station in New York City, let alone, you know, the price, which is exorbitant, because there are no, every gasoline station turned into a condominium. But, you know,
right.
as far as municipal bonds, they're holding their prices. and still the advantage, obviously, if you can wrangle out 4.5% on your money on a good, you know, bank investment, A-rated or even insured bonds, as opposed to the Treasury at, you know, at 3.05 or 3.09, the advantage is obviously still there. So, you know, for people who want conservative investments, you know, obviously that makes sense. So, you know, it's really nothing different except for the jobs report, which, you know, stunned everybody. If you saw the panel this morning on Squawk Box, you know, they had four alleged experts, and they were predicting 250,000, 258, and they got a doubling. But actually, the average wage has gone down. So you got more people working, but yet making less money. So, you know, and earnings report haven't exactly been, you know, have actually not been positive in general. So that's where we have it. It's the summer. It's the summer doldrums. I guess after Labor Day, we'll really get a real picture, because August in general, you know, everything dies down. And after Labor Day, we'll get a truer picture of what the economy looks like.
Right. Yeah, and I know that they've been talking a lot this week, as you mentioned, about the gas prices. And that's amazing. Like you said, people are willing to pay the toll to go over to New Jersey to get their gas. But I guess it offsets, like you said. And I have a question for you, because you're with New Jersey, and this is not necessarily finance related, but in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, you can. You know, in New Jersey, in Florida, you can, as an example. I spend X amount of time in Florida. We have two offices there. And obviously in New Jersey, you cannot. Yeah, they pump your gas for you. So that's included in the $3.99. So maybe it really should be cheaper than $3.99 if you subtract the cost of labor, whatever that might be.
I always wonder that. I'm like, you know, when people from New Jersey go to other states, do they just like pull up to the gas station and just sit in their car like a little confused, like, oh, where's the person? Where's the attendant that's going to come pump my gas? So that's amazing, because you hardly see that. You can almost not even find full service gas stations in most states anymore, where that used to be kind of a big thing, and that's almost hard to come by. So, like I said, that's kind of off topic, but we were talking about the price of oil. So, I think that's interesting. Now, are you still on your thought that we are heading towards a recession?
Actually, I think it's going to take, as I just mentioned earlier, I think it's going to take till after Labor Day, which we can start to get a true picture when people come back from vacation. I think more and more people are going back to the office. I don't think it's a stampede, because a lot of people have certainly gotten, I'll just use the word, a little bit spoiled, you know, being able to, you know, work from home and not travel. This morning on my commute, I mean, the commute was a breeze. Of course, it's Friday, and Friday in general, people have been taken off. Now it's, you know, the dog days of summer. So, you know, it's I think that there'll definitely be a Friday that people don't work. But whether it comes down to 3 or 4 days a week that companies are going to require, require employees to come back. Our company is talking about that right at this moment. I just was on a conference call as a board of director member. All I can say is, you know, we're trying to tackle that at this particular point, past Labor Day. So a lot of things now is just going to die down, you know, until Labor Day comes about. As far as the gas, I can tell you, I have residents in New York, New Jersey, and Florida, and it's no problem getting out of the car and pumping gas.
That's great to know, Mel. Let everyone know where they can track you down over there at GMS Group. What's the best number for them to reach you?
Our number is 800-453-6233. So when you think tax-free, think GMS for conservative tax-free investments. Thanks,
all
Amanda.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
You as well. And we will be right back. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we just got done talking to Mel Feldman from the GMS Group. And learning all about what's happening in the market this week. So I'm trying to advance my brain because I always, like, I talk to Wendy Fetterman about this and, you know, trying to understand more about Broadway. And I think that the more that you know about different topics, the better off you are. I know that in my world of science and health, I try to always learn new things, but I always think it's good to expand outside of that. So I'm now understanding more about, you know, municipal bonds and how that's actually, in this day and age, very safe place to put your money. So check Mel out over there at GMS Group. Those guys have been doing that for a very long time, decades and decades. So back to B12. I didn't want to not come back to this because there's so many things that can cause B12 deficiencies. And I had mentioned some of the symptoms before I started talking to Mel about, you know, people can feel, you know, dizzy, or maybe you have some mood issues, or you've got some GI issues, or maybe you just feel incredibly tired. And that's where most people look at B12. Oh, B12 is for energy. But we have to look at the other factors that come into play and other symptoms that someone could actually present with when it comes to a B12 deficiency. We know that there's many different medications. Here's an interesting one, Alex, for you, that many times I had mentioned metformin. How many diabetics are on metformin? Pretty much every single diabetic. That's the number one drug that they start you on, is metformin. That can lower your B12. Now, antacids. People love their antacids in this country.
So do I. Yep.
And that should be an indication of something. And that indication is you're not eating the right foods. I always say this. I'm like, open up any like Sunday flyer from, you know, Walgreens or CVS. And that tells you the state of American health. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to make a joke about this. I'm being serious. Open up. I put this challenge out there. Open up a Sunday flyer, the ad circular. A lot of people don't look at the actual paper anymore. They'll be on their phone and flip through the, you know, the Sunday ads. If you have at least two solid pages that are dedicated to antacids, to constipation, that should tell you that we're doing something wrong in our diet, because we shouldn't all have to be turning towards, you know, popping Tums left and right to make it through the day. If you are finding that to be the case, maybe we need to take a pause and say, what have I been eating? Do I have such bad gut dysbiosis that this is creating all this havoc? And a lot of people say, well, I have too much stomach acid. It's actually the opposite. You don't have enough stomach acid. So because of that, when the bad foods that you're eating hits your stomach, the stomach acids aren't strong enough to actually break that food down. And then we get this reflux back up and people feel that in their esophagus, hence the heartburn. But those antacids will actually impede the way B12 is absorbed. So many people that are popping their antacids on a regular basis and then say, oh, I have no energy. Well, part of it's the bad food that you were eating. Second, your B12, what little bit you may have had exposed to from your food, is not getting absorbed. So food for thought for you, Alex, that's something to write into your food diary that you can write, today I took one of my antacids, and then you can look back and say, what did I eat that day? Oh, you know, I went to a Yankees game. I had a hot dog. And you can kind of go back and you can trace all these patterns and say, now let me try something different next week and let me see how often I'm turning to my antacid.
I mean, I if I can get a little personal for a second, because we're on the esophagus, I did feel like an opening there, and it's a very small one I have, so the opening was like kind of relief. I'm hoping that means things are moving through finally, you know, more smooth than they do usually. So I'm definitely going to take into this into account. I'm luckily not laden with medication like that, so we're pushing through. It's just about chewing food 32 times. But, you know, you mentioned the All-American diet, and I think that's kind of funny because it means All-American diet is kind of crappy. It sounds like it's not really good for Americans.
There's we call it the standard American diet. So, and if you break that down, standard American diet, it's SAD, S-A-D, which I always tell people, it's a sad diet. It should bring a tear to your eye, because if you really think about what it is you're eating, it should make you want to cry a little bit. And if it doesn't, then maybe you're not quite ready to drive your bus of your own health. But it doesn't mean you're not going to get there. So I always say, I'm not in the judgment zone. I'm not here to tell people, what have you been doing your whole life? You're doing everything wrong. That's not what I'm here for. If you come to me and you say, I'm ready to change, I want to feel better, I want to sleep better, I want my hair to look better, whatever be the case. I don't want to get wrinkles. So how can you help me, Amanda? Whatever your concern is, you know, whether it's vanity, whether it's, you know, I have this issue with my heart, I have this issue with my blood pressure, I have this issue with my blood sugar, whatever be the case, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to give you my insight as to what I know from the science end and the medical end to get you on the right path. But it's for you to drive that bus. And that's what I always say. This is why it's so nice to be able to have this service. And I do. I get so many emails throughout the week for a variety of different things. I have to tell you, Alex, I mean, from things very simple, like, hey, Amanda, I have knee pain. What should I be taking from the Invite Healthline? To things that are very complex. And I'm here to tackle all of those on behalf of you and your health. So definitely don't ever feel, you know, hesitant to reach out to me directly. It's awilliams@invitehealth.com. And you can just, you know, shoot me an email and say, hey, you know, I heard you talking about X, Y, or Z on 970 the other day, and I have a question about that. Or is this something that would pertain to me and my health concern? So don't ever be shy or bashful. I mean, this
Well, I know you have a Gmail that people can reach you at.
It's the 970@invitehealth.com. That's the other one. And then the awilliams@invitehealth.com.
There
you go. So those
are
the two.
Yep.
So they're both invitehealth.com. So 970@invitehealth.com and then awilliams@invitehealth.com. If you want to get directly to me, awilliams@invitehealth.com. That one gets to me the fastest. But either way, you know, if you say, I don't want to type in all these, you know, A. Williams, that's too much, I just want to put 970, by all means, just type in 970@invitehealth.com. And that'll get to me as well. But it's important that people are on top of their health and that they want to be a part of their aging process. And I do stress that, because the more that we learn about well-being, the better off we are. And this is why I talk so much about mindfulness and being present. And it's amazing how many of us can get caught up in the day-to-day routines that we're doing. We don't take that moment to pause. We don't take the moment to drink our water, to stay hydrated. And this isn't just during the hot summer months when you're more prone to that fluid loss, but this is just year round. I mean, Americans as a whole, like I said, they walk around in a chronic state of dehydration. And when you do try to rehydrate, you're usually using sugar waters. Not a good idea. So it's just an area that when I look at how easy it is for us to fix so many things that are broken in so many people, whether that be blood sugar imbalances, whether that be fatty liver disease, so much of this we can control and we can manage, but we just have to take that initiative to actually do it, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes 100% sense. And you guys are always out there advising, but destiny is in our own hands. I mean, every one of us, it's our body, right? So we got to take control of that. And the advice is great, but it's the listening percentage that I'm curious about. Like, how many people actually listen? And when you see only 7% are actually healthy, when you see that 1 in 4 Americans are walking around with 2 chronic diseases, then maybe we're not taking it into our own hands as much as we should be.
No, and most people know. Most people know, but it's about committing to it and then not guilting yourself, because we live in a very pro-guilt society where if we try something and we fail, then all of a sudden we're like, oh, well, tried it, didn't work. So I always say, like, you have to be willing to have those failures in order to be successful. So just because I say, oh, you should be eating a Mediterranean diet, doesn't mean you're going to stick with that every single day. But if you have a day that you fall off of that diet, doesn't mean you have to guilt yourself and just go back to your old ways. So you just have to have a lot of patience with yourself. That's the key. And then, of course, your energy. Make sure you check out all of our energy products that are on special this week. The Ribose, the Energy HX, True Energy, Multi-Energy Powder, and that ATP. So I will be back with you on Monday at noon. Be sure to tune in. You've been listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. Be well.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.